Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the King. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today. This is the Watcher Ruth. I am so, well, am I on the air? Oh, I think I am. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm looking at this screen after playing this video. It is 7/31/10/9/2013. Watcher Ruth, I hope that was uplifting. I listened to that this morning, and I just said I have to incorporate that today, here, there, and everywhere. And needed a little something to uplift today because there's a lot going on. Seems like a heavy burden for the people to carry. Heavy yoke of reality. Not a lot of people want to hear what the truth is, and they just want to be processed like a little can of tuna fish that goes right through the processing plant and gets every just the little bit of ingredients that has been processed into it, and that's all, and nothing more. It's shameful and ridiculous that people do not seek out the Lord and know, and know, and know, and know. They just don't. But this is the word that the God of creation, the Lord of hosts, said to me this morning, even over above what I had prepared already, which I'm hoping I can have time to get into. But anyway, I'll give you this. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and brought in little. You eat, but you have not had enough to drink. You have not been filled up with drink. Yet I clothed you and left you none but warm. And you've earned wages and you put them into a bag and that bag has had a hole in it. I want you to consider your ways. Say to the Lord of hosts, go to the mountain. Bring in your sacrifices into the house so I can take pleasure in them and I can be glorified in them. You look for so much on the earth, and everything that's on the earth will come to so little. You have brought nothing to me. You haven't brought a sacrifice. You didn't bring in the wood. You didn't build the fire. And I've asked, is there a fire burning, the fire of faith when I return, to run every house? Therefore, heaven will create a dew to stay over you. And the earth will be stayed with this dew. And then God called upon a drought upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine, upon the oil, upon that which is in the ground, bringing forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labor of all of the hands on the earth. According to the word that I covenanted with you, you came out of Egypt. So my spirit has always remained with you. And I will shake all of the nations, and the desires of all the nations will come. But I will only fill the house and the glory of the house of the Lord of hosts. For everything is mine, and the silver is mine, and the gold is mine. And this glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace. Only in my house, said the Lord of hosts. And if you bear the holy flesh, if you come in the word by the flesh, and have your flesh covered by the skirt of his garment, if one bear the holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, with his skirt do ye touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest said, no. I smote you with a blasting and with mildew and with hail, and in all your labors and all your hands, and you never turned back to me. So consider this day. From the 20th day of the ninth month, even from the day of the fountain of the Lord's foundation of the Lord's temple, consider this until the seed is yet in the barn, yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree has not brought forth from this day. But still I will bless you. I will overthrow all of the chariots and all those that ride in them, and all the horses and their riders shall come down, every one of them by the sword of his brothers. In that day, said the Lord, I will answer the pleadings of the sky for clouds, and I will pour water on the earth in answer to its cry for rain. This illustrates the fact that Israel will be for a long time without a king or a prince and without an altar or temple. The Lord has filed a lawsuit against you, listing the following charges. Go get your faithfulness. There is no faithfulness. When I return, will there be faith kindled in the fire burning? Will there be knowledge of God in your land? Go get your wife again and bring her back to you and love her, even though she loves adultery, for the Lord still loves Israel, though she has turned to other gods and offered them her choicest gifts. I brought her out of slavery for a couple of dollars and 8 bushels of barley. Afterwards, they will return to the Lord God, their Messiah, their King, and they shall come trembling and submissive like a wife to the Lord, asking him for his blessings in the latter days. He says there's no faithfulness and no kindness and no knowledge of God in the land, that they swear, they commit adultery, there's violence everywhere, one wanting to murder each other. That's why the land produces sickness, and the birds and the animals, and all the fish begin to disappear. the sentence for the crimes of all the priests who have set a stumbling block in broad daylight, all the false prophets. Say, I will destroy your mother Israel. Don't pass blame to someone else, God says. I'm pointing my finger at you. And thus it is like priests, like people, because the priests are wicked, so the people are also. So the Lord God says, I will punish both the priests and the people for all of their wicked ways. They behave just like prostitutes through their big business deals. They've turned to other gods, they've deserted me, and wine and women and songs and parties, that's what fills the brains of my people. They do not ask for truth, so tell them what to do. God doesn't listen to evil men. He only has open ears to those who worship him and want to do his will. And ever since the world began, there's never been anyone who could open the eyes of anyone that was born blind but him. And you cannot come in illegitimately. You have seen him. And he has given sight to those who are spiritually blinded and those who think that they see, even those who are blind. He asks, are you blind? Anyone refusing to walk through the gate of the sheepfold, who tries to sneak in over the wall like the thief, belongs to the one who kills, steals, and destroys, the greatest thief. For only the gatekeeper opens the gate. For he is the true gate. He says, I am the gate. The sheep hear his voice and come to him, and he calls his own sheep by his name and leads them. He walks ahead of them and follows them. They recognize his voice. They don't follow strangers. They won't follow a stranger, but they will run from him. They don't recognize his voice. Jesus said, I have come into the world to give sight to those who are spiritually blind and to show those who think they see that they are blind. I am the gate for those sheep, he said. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and they know me. The thief's purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all of its fullness. For I am the good shepherd, and I have laid down my life for my sheep. And yes, I am the gate for those who come in by the way of the gate. And they will be saved, and they will go in and out and find green pastures. These are the true sheep. They do not listen to the thief who comes to kill, steal, destroy. Anyone who says that he is a Christian, who doesn't control his aggravation, who believes that only believing is enough, without any good acts of faith, worship, mercy, speaking against each other. Anyone who says he's a Christian but doesn't control his tongue is fooling himself. And the religion that he thinks he has is worth nothing. It is only good for you when you obey God's commands, and you must love and help neighbors just as much as you take care of yourself and love yourself. And if you keep every law of God, every person who keeps every law of God but makes one little slip is just as guilty as the person who's broken every law there is. For the God who said you must not marry a woman who already has a husband said you must not murder. You must not have broken marriage laws, committed adultery. You must not have murdered. You must not have broken the laws. You must not stand by and allow those to have laws broken against them. So watch and do what you think. Helping the widows and the orphans. For faith that does not result in good deeds is really not faith. For there will be no mercy on those who have no mercy. There will be no mercy on those who have not been merciful. And God cannot show mercy towards you if you don't show mercy towards each other. It's indeed good when you truly obey your Lord's commands, but you must love and help your neighbors just as much as you love them and take care of yourself. It is the power preached to us. It is the power of the same heaven-sent Holy Spirit who spoke to them. And it is also strange and wonderful that even the angels in heaven would give a great deal to know more about it. So now you can look forward soberly and intelligently to more of God's kindness to you when Jesus Christ returns. And you can really love those that hate you when you have the word preached to you in and out of season. You can have this real love for everyone because your souls have been cleansed from the selfishness and hatred when you've trusted Christ to save you. So you see to it that you really do love each other warmly with all your hearts because you have a new life. This life was not passed on to you from your parents, for the life they gave you will only fade away. This is the new life that Christ gave you. It's an ever-living life, and it's God's living message to all men that our lives, this life, will fade away like the grass does, and it gets brown, and it dries out, fades away. The flowers droop and fail, but the word of God lasts forever. So while you can, seeking this heaven-sent Holy Spirit who spoke to them, and it is all so strange and wonderful that even the angels in heaven would give a great deal to know more about it. Now that you realize how kind that the Lord has been to you, put away all envy and deception. Long to grow up in the fullness of your salvation. Cry for this as a baby cries for his milk. Come to Christ who is the living foundation and rock upon which all God has built the entire generations and eons. God chose him above all others. And now you are the living building stones for God to use in this building on earth, in his house. And he has said you are holy priests in a holy nation. And you are only acceptable to him because of what Christ did on the cross. That he offered you up his salvation. And these are things that please him. And it is his goodwill and it is his good pleasure that you should have godly lives, that your lives should speak better than any words, that your lives inside and out should be beautiful in your hearts with the lasting charm of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious to God. It's his will and it's his good pleasure that you should show respect for everyone, that you should love Christians everywhere. For he personally carried the load of all of our sins on his own body when he died on the cross, so that we could be finished with sin and live a good life. From now on, that we haven't wandered away from God, but we return to the shepherd, the guardian of our soul, who keeps us safe from all attacks of Satan, and to be obedient to him. And those who obey every law, those are the king's officers. He sent them into the office. And we are greatly blessed and sent to encourage, to keep you from becoming faint-hearted in all the troubles, in everything that we're going through. We were warned by the prophets that there would be scoffers, there would be rumblings and complainers, there would be nations rising up against every other nation, one wishing to crush another, not pursuing God, has Satan gotten the best of the world today? Because he's as strong as ever. But he has selected a few kernels that he remembers. And he's hoping that they bring the welcome news with their faith and their love as strong as ever. And they remember when he visited, performed mighty miracles in the earth. And as those apostles visited him with joy, just as much as we want to see him, we're greatly comforted, knowing that if we stand strong in him, that he will delight in us and give us everlasting life and mercy. Praying day and night for the world to fill up the small cracks of faithlessness. Never cheating each other. Being made strong, turning to the Lord over and over and over to make our love grow stronger and over, flowing again to each other. And then to everyone else, just as our love turns towards Jesus, this will result in your hearts being made strong and sinless in the holy God of our Father, so that you may stand before him guiltless on that day when Christ returns, along with all those that belong to him. Jesus said that he came into the world to give sight to those who are spiritually blind, even to the Pharisees. Who would not listen? He will listen to the pleadings of the man on earth. if they will turn to the Lord their God and to the Messiah their King. And they shall come trembling, submissive to the Lord and to his blessings in the end times. Hosea 3:5. Holy nation, day and night we pray and we thank God enough for you and for the joy and delight that you have given us in your praying for you. To love the Lord God. For the Lord God wants you to be holy and pure and clean and filled up with the Holy Spirit. Holy and pure. Not in lustful passion as the heathen, who are in ignorance of God and don't have the Holy Spirit in them. God has not called us to be full of the flesh, but to be holy and clean. And if anyone refuses to live by these rules, he's really disobeying the rules of God, who gives his Holy Spirit. This should be your ambition. To live a quiet life, quiet and minding your own business and doing your own work. And the Lord Father, he says, I want you to know what happens to a Christian when he dies so that you will know and you will not be full of sorrow about those who have died before us. God will bring back all the Christians with him, all the Christians who have died. I can tell you this directly from the Lord, that we who are still alive when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have preceded us, for they are absent from the body, they are present with the Lord. And they will return with the Lord when God comes back, when Jesus returns. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a mighty shout, with a soul-stirring cry of an archangel, with the great trumpet of God. And the believers who are dead will be the first to rise. So be on guard and do not sleep like others do. Let us who live in the light stay sober and protected by the armor of faith and love and wearing our helmet as the happy hope of salvation. And lift up those who are brokenhearted. Lift up those that are brokenhearted and don't pay back evil for evil. No matter what happens, always be thankful. Don't scoff at those who prophesy. Keep away from every kind of evil. Make your heart perfectly pure. And be kept strong in body, soul, and mind. And stay blameless. And live a quiet life until God comes back again. For God called you to become his child and will do all these things for you just as he promised. Pray for all of those who are your brothers because it's been commanded to you in the name of the Lord. And he said that his rich blessings would be upon you, each and every one, if you did this. Being gathered together unto him. So, lift each other up. And don't allow the troubles of the day to take your mind away. Don't allow false prophets to take your mind away. Lift someone up today and drag them along the way. Hope to see you tomorrow. God bless you. This is Watch Your Roof.